This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Institutions in the United States were generally spared the worst of the recent ransomware attack called WannaCry. But that's no guarantee that the U.S. won't bear the brunt of the next cyber attack that comes along. Analysts are still assessing the damage from WannaCry and looking for vulnerabilities that exist in its wake.
But experts say that's not the only response companies and other organizations should take. Jen Rathburn is a partner with the Milwaukee law firm Foley & Lardner and specializes in cybersecurity issues. She's with us in the studio to offer some perspective on WannaCry and what's next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
For someone in this field, what was and maybe what wasn't surprising from the WannaCry attacks as you saw them?
Well, they were not surprising at all. I mean, we've been forewarned about ransomware attacks for years and that they're on the increase. I think actually what is kind of funny is that I actually co-founded the Midwest Cybersecurity Alliance, and we held a meeting last Thursday specifically on ransomware and business email compromise. And leading up to it, I was like, well, ransomware is old news. You know, are you sure you want to focus on it? And then WannaCry came. So, I mean, we're just seeing a large increase in cyber attacks in general. But it was not surprising.
Well, and so if it was old news, I mean, this is something that's been on the radar of people in your field for a long time. How come it came as such a surprise seemingly to so many other people, do you think?
I think the issue is cybersecurity is a very complicated area. It's very difficult to predict where the attacks are coming from. It's difficult to understand your risks. I mean, I think in the past, this was something that was outsourced to IT personnel for companies and said, you know, build us a fortress, build us a big wall, prevent all these attacks. We know now that we're not going to be able to prevent everything and that really we have to, you know, prepare more to respond for attacks. And so your question is good. We knew ransomware was coming. Why don't you prepare? I mean, some of it is money. Some of it is, you know, in this particular instance, is many of the companies that were affected did not patch, you know, in
right.
enough time. And so the question is, should you be patching and what is the average of doing that? I mean, and I think it varies from company to company. On the legal side, which I approach things, you know, not just from a, you know, technical, but I also really focus on the legal side is that, you know, are companies going to be liable in the event they didn't do this patching? And I think that's what the industry is talking about is what are reasonable security measures? What should you have done? In this instance, I think, you know, because it was Microsoft, that patch was available, people should have been patching. Whereas some people wait to patch because they have to see, you know, how it's going to affect their networks or applications or other systems. Here, I think people should have been doing that.
Right. I was surprised. I guess it was just Tuesday, we learned that something like two-thirds of the companies in the computers that were affected by this latest attack were still running Windows 7 without the latest security patches, which seems kind of unfathomable for an organization. As you say, with some in some instances, there are questions about, you know, whether a patch is going to be effective. But what would keep somebody from installing a patch on something as basic as an operating system like Windows 7?
I mean, I really can't say, you know, because I'm not an IT person, but I've asked that same question myself. I mean, I think it really just depends on the particular company and how many people they have to staff all of this. I mean, you have to understand companies are getting attacked from so many different ends on a daily basis, and they have to figure out how best to use their resources. I mean, I would say with ransomware is in addition to the patching, I mean, people really need to think about how they're backing up their data. Are they doing that offline? I mean, how can they respond in the event of a ransomware attack? Because maybe it's a patch today, maybe it's something else tomorrow, and it's more thinking about how do you maintain the availability and integrity of your data? So I think it's not just about the patching. It's thinking holistically about how your data is maintained and what happens if you do have a catastrophic event, whether that's ransomware, whether that's some other sort of disaster or just a regular everyday malware attack from a cyber attacker.
And a few minutes ago, you just said, you know, this used to be just about the IT professionals in a company. If not just the IT professionals, who within a company or a large organization ought to be involved in this kind of planning?
I love that question. Actually, in fact, what it's moving more to is risk management and is really trying to figure out what are my particular risks for at my company. Each company is different. I mean, some companies have healthcare data, some companies have financial data. data. Some companies are high on IP. It's really trying to figure out what are your crown jewels you want to protect at your company and figuring out what kind of risk are we going to accept? What are we going to mitigate? What are we going to outsource? What are we going to insure for? So I think the question people now are thinking more is, really, what kind of risk does that data or an attack bring to our company? And that has to be pushed up to the board of directors, where the board or the C-suite really has an understanding of where that risk is. It's not about technical. You can't be overwhelmed by technical details when it comes to cyber attacks. It's more about where is our risk and how are we going to manage that from a risk management perspective.
Which is not to say that the IT professionals shouldn't be working to ensure that some certain level of security does exist.
Oh, for sure. I mean, but that's almost the minimum, because that's always going to be there. You're always going to have IT security controls in place, but they're going to change. And as we've seen, the attackers, unfortunately, are ahead of the game. And so you have to really think more about what happens if we get attacked. And also, not just for yourself, but what vendors are you using? You know, every time you bring a vendor in, that brings risk into your systems. And if they don't have good security policies and procedures and controls, that brings risk to you as a company.
You mentioned, you know, all the various kinds of crown jewels that are at stake here, whether it's healthcare data or something else. How specifically are the ransomware attackers looking when they attack? Or are they just, you know, sending these attacks out willy-nilly and, you know, it happens that they've, you know, they've hit a company with healthcare data or some other kind of vital data?
Excellent question. I mean, their purpose really is not to steal data with ransomware. It's really to shut you down. I mean, essentially what happens is, you know, on your computer screen, this ominous, you know, face or whatever, different verity comes up. And then there's actually call centers where they have people waiting for you to pay your bitcoins in ransomware. It's really about shutting down a company so they can't operate, more than really taking or stealing data. Usually the data is encrypted so the company can't access it. That's why I was saying with having backup data, you know, if your data is all backed up, then you're really not at the whim of the attacker. But you have to think, if are we going to pay this ransomware? Are we prepared to do it? And many companies do. I mean, the FBI recommends not to pay. And obviously, you don't want to pay, you know, somebody that's trying to extort you. But in certain instances, you may have to do it if your data is not backed up. So it's a question you want to think about and perhaps practice in advance. If we are going to have a ransomware attack, do we know how our data is backed up? How do our systems interconnect with one another? Are we going to log? Are we going to shut down? Are we going to pull plugs? What are we going to do if we have that attack?
Well, and these are the kinds of questions that presumably clients are asking you.
They do ask me those questions. And what's interesting, too, is ransomware. I mean, the biggest question is, do you have to report a ransomware attack? And it really depends on the factors. It depends on the ransomware type, what type of malware it is.
And you say report. Report to who?
Well, you could have to report to state authorities, to potentially your consumers. I mean, in the healthcare space, there's actually been FAQs issued that the government presumes that if you have a ransomware attack that is presumed to be a breach that's reportable. But there are certain things where you can do a risk assessment, and that's based on – I work with lots of outside IT forensic investigators that come in and do a forensic analysis. They prepare a report, and then I review it from a legal perspective to try to figure out, does this trigger state or other federal data breach reporting requirements.
It sounds like to look at the ransomware or the ransomers' motives, if you will, it's almost like they're coming in and they're stealing a safe and they don't really care what's inside the safe. They just care that you pay to get the safe back.
Yes, very true. Very true. They want to just interrupt business operations.
Well, and so maybe this is the most obvious question in the world, but would you imagine we have seen the last of the WannaCry attack? Is this specific ransomware going to mutate, if you will, and show its head again?
They always mutate. I mean, everyone has been talking about, oh, the second round is coming. And I mean, there's definitely a round of ransomware that's going to be coming, whether that is based specifically on WannaCry or not. I mean, a lot of people have theories they were just testing this out, and now they're building more data and evidence about how it works. I mean, I can't say for sure. I mean, I don't want to be a scaremonger. I mean, the reality of it is I'm even more of a scaremonger. So what about WannaCry? There's going to be lots of other types of ransomware or other malware attacks that are coming. And companies that think that it will not happen to them, it's just simply not true. So my best advice is really try to figure out how to prepare and respond. Develop an incident response team. We've seen from the statistics and the data, developing an incident response plan saves you the most money. So I don't mean to be a scaremonger, but something is going to happen to your company one way or other. I mean, this is the new age. I mean, people do not fight people or come in and steal things on foot very much anymore. It's all through technology, and companies need to be prepared or their secrets will be stolen, whether that's to, you know, a hacker in their basement or a nation state. Companies have to begin to become prepared. And I think most companies are now realizing the risk and at least doing something to move that way.
Is there a takeaway for somebody who doesn't run a company who might just be concerned about their own data?
Yes, there's many takeaways. I mean, from an individual perspective, I think you really need to monitor your accounts because, you know, credit cards are stolen or, you know, companies have credit card breaches all the time. And so I really think that the best thing to do is monitor your accounts. And if you see suspicious activity, then you really need to go. The FTC has really good guidance about identity theft for individual consumers. And obviously, if you get a letter in the mail that your information has been breached, take it, you know, take advantage of that free credit monitoring at a minimum.
All right. Jen Rathburn, thank you so much for your perspective on all of this.
Thank you.
Jen Rathburn is a partner with the law firm of Foley & Lardner in Milwaukee, and she's one of the leaders of the Midwest Cybersecurity Alliance.